Nothing. No response. Nothing. I don't have any memory of it. What else you guys got?
Gangster. Gangster. The one, the only, Bill O'Brien. I listen, as irritated as Bill O'Brien maybe at the beginning of the year, I am really starting to jump on the Bill O'Brien bandwagon.
Yeah, that might change depending on what he says next.
Well, you know what? Who knows? But I am jumping. I am slowly starting to find myself on the Bill O'Brien bandwagon.
Nothing.
He's just, I don't know. I'm feeling it.
I like that response to DJ Swearinger,
love
by
it.
The way. DJ Swearinger. DJ Swearinger is a forced storyline. There should not be headlines about DJ Swearinger.
Well, there
he
are.
It's one thing for Case Keenum. He's a quarterback and he's a local hero to some people. That's one thing. It still might be a little bit of a forced storyline,
mm-hmm.
but DJ Swearinger does not warrant a storyline, especially when you've been on three teams since Bill O'Brien. Brian allegedly told you that. Your dog bit J.D. Clowney, for crying out loud.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily make you a good player. But
I don't know if that takes away from you.
How did you correlate
you
a dog
biting? You stole your own car.
Okay, that might be a little more, that might be a little more enlightening about the person. But, you know, some guys have dogs that are uncontrollable.
Did he just have an extra key? He just used the spare key that he had to drive it off?
I don't know.
Drive it off
I
the
thought
lot?
About doing that.
I remember the story, but not the details.
Yeah.
Apparently he thought they were charging him, gouging him, and he, like, grabbed the keys and took off. Something like that.
He was getting a Batman logo.
And maybe.
Hey, who hadn't done that?
Hey, you know what? I covered a story in Port Arthur where a guy was stealing from a body shop, and guess where he ended up?
Where?
Dead in a field.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, just case. The moral of the story is, people,
don't
end
up dead in the
field. If you're going to deal with a body shop,
yeah.
You never know.
Making
what
a murder. Making
I'm
a murder.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm
yeah.
telling you, some shiesty things go down at a body shop. Shout out to my boy Ellie Bajani over at HPC, by the way, High Performance Connection. Not shady over there off Kirkendall and Cypresswood over here on the now side. All right, you guys know what time it is. We are at Billiard Factory, but before we do that, it's time for Haiku Hump Day, boys and girls. Yes, that's right. 575, that's the recipe. It's real simple. Let's not overthink it. The topics are as follows. Mellow, Tom Herman, Figgy and his wife. And let's not get
we're getting into Figgy's business.
Bro, we're getting in. We're all up in his Kool-Aid.
Figgy's sitting this one out on the throne,
Figgy's
by the
Kool-Aid.
Way.
What?
Yeah.
He's sitting what out?
He just decided that since there's a lot going out, he's sitting this one out.
Oh,
on the
he's
throne.
Running all the ones and twos and, as you like to say,
Figgy,
threes.
Figgy.
It's a new system, a lot going on.
Yeah.
New
yeah.
system.
Oh, that's cool.
On.
We'll give you a pass.
All right.
LeBron takes a night off every once in a while.
He
Figgy
does.
Is like the LeBron
he
of
does.
Haikus.
Hmm? He does. We'll give him that. As long as we're not calling him the Mellow of Haikus.
No.
DJ
that
Swag.
That would be you.
DJ Swag. Well, it's, I don't know about all that, but DJ Swag and then Freestyle as well. So here we go. Mello, 10 games in, so long. Maury's never been so wrong. Bezmello strife, gone.
Bezmello
wow.
strife.
Wow, starting
there you go.
Strong.
There you go. There you go.
Starting strong.
Don't forget, I started this segment, okay? So I got fired over this, so... Let's not forget that.
Maury's Blurred Vision by Landlock. Maury, you dumb fool.
Ooh.
Undermining coach, not cool. All for the hoop tool.
Ooh.
All for the hoop
it's
tool.
Carmelo a tool.
Damn.
All right.
Cold-blooded.
All right, Carmelo. Needed an answer. Maury's crush caused a big stir. Nah, he's a cancer.
Ooh, see, that's cold.
He is.
That's cold.
Don't say otherwise.
That's cold-blooded.
Don't,
I hate calling people
otherwise.
Cancers. I hate calling people cancers.
He's
though.
A cancer.
It's tough. It's tough. All right, here we go. Tom Herman.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Herman. That story kind of died on a vine, but not if you're Zach Smith.
Not according to Urban Meyer, who's going to file suit now.
I like it. Well, he's got to take over KU here pretty soon. So, Zach Smith tweets, sound rough. Bros before hoes. Not so much. Tom keeps it. Hush, hush.
Oh, I like that. You're on a roll today. You're on a roll today.
Every now and again.
Even though you just write them in the segment right before
hey,
we stoop.
Doesn't matter. You got it done.
That's it. It's where my life.
Rubbing and tugging in the Big 12 by
oh.
Landlock.
That headline.
All guys like rub tugs. Don't care what anyone says. Just ask John Lopez.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, I mean, you're not wrong.
It's different, though, when it's your own massage.
Yeah, and it's, you know, your girl.
Anywho.
All right, ready? Where are the co-eds at? Or Asian girls who got back? Charlie Strong, come back.
John was salivating over the Tom Herman topic.
Yeah,
he's been loving every minute of this.
He was excited.
He was egging Zach Smith on, too. Keep it coming, Zach. Keep it coming. You've always got a place on Sports Radio 610. All right, Figgy and his wife. Figgy and his wife. And just to give a little, like I said, give a little background on this in case you didn't know. We were doing the show yesterday, and Landry was out, so Figgy was working the 1s, 2s, and 3s, and... he brought up the fact that him and his wife don't agree on TV shows. They don't agree on food. There's just a number of random things that they don't agree on. And so I just said, hey, man, there's a lot of things you and your wife don't agree on. And then he got to thinking, he's like, yeah, you're probably right about that.
You know you're right.
So,
we don't.
Yeah. So, but you know what? They love each other, and that's what's important. Mm-hmm. So here we go. TV and food fights. 9 years in, Miss Fig stays right. Side piece talk squashed quick.
Who talked about side pieces?
We haven't gotten to that yet. We're going to say that for the last segment. Figgy has audio of him bringing up the fact that he could get a side piece, or would his wife be okay with him having a side piece if he could get airline tickets out of it?
Loved it. I love that.
It's a great point, man.
Wasted OG wisdom by Lan Lok. Keep bitch in pocket.
Ooh.
A lesson from the OG. Through deaf ears, Figgy.
Dang, that was good.
Okay.
All right, here's mine on Figgy. Why'd they get married? The black Harry met Sally. Love always carries.
The black Harry met Sally. Okay, okay. All right, here we go. DJ Swag. DJ Swag. 14, 7 years. IG posts crocodile tears. Truth is, no one cares.
No one cares.
We got the same theme here.
Yeah?
How do B.O.B.'s nuts taste, Volume 3?
Oh, wow. Solid.
Case and Brock took L's. Swag, the next disgruntled guy, a win off the bye.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go. Confident. Exactly. Call making predictions.
Exactly.
All right. DJ Swag takes shots. Hit O.B. like J.J. Watt. That's Case Keenum spots.
Nothing.
All right, here we go, here we go, here we go. Last one. This is the freestyle. Mine is sweaty bench.
A sweaty bench?
Sweaty bench.
Okay.
For all you turds out there at the gym that don't know how to clean up
after
yourselves.
Oh, good one, good one.
Okay. Drip marks, streak on bench. Yellow shorts guy acts like wench.
You hate that guy.
Dried sweat guy, no minch.
We need to get yellow sweat short guy on the air.
We really do. We really do. I may say something to him tomorrow.
All right. The number one problem in the USA, why do the dumbest people keep having babies, by Lan Lok.
It's a solid take.
You are an F-up, but you keep putting out pups. You should have wrapped up.
Yeah, you should have.
It's a very interesting topic. What made you decide to go with that?
Some of my dumbest friends are having kids
you
right now.
Yeah.
Some of my dumbest friends are having kids. Some good ones, too. But there are some of my dumbest friends that I wouldn't let babysit a hamster or having kids.
You should have to pass a test, right? You should have to pass a test before you...
I don't know.
I remember when I was doing... I used to work as a mold remediator back in the day, and I would crisscross the country in this white sniper van.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I met a guy in Cleveland, actually in Youngstown. He had 10 kids by 9 women.
What?
He was my age. Actually, I'll tell you what. To his credit, he actually inspired me to get back into journalism. So
he starts to come, and then he pulls out.
Actually, he did not pull out. That was the difference. It was a 10 kids by 9 women.
Wow.
And we were both 29 at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to say we smoked a blunt after we got done remediating that house. So, hey, listen, you know.
And then you got deep.
It was a rough time in my life. Hey, listen, man, it was a rough time in my life.
It was.
Shout out to that guy. Youngstown, stand up.
All right, mine's on Tyler Irvin. He went down easy.
Oh.
Like Lisa Ann's last movie. Returns, still queasy.
Shout out to Lisa Ann, Triple Threat
Shout
Friday.
Out to Lisa.
Why has she not done a fantasy football porn yet?
She did a Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah, she got big with the
Sarah
Palin
thing. And
don't
sleep on her not doing that. She's done a lot of stuff.
No, I'm just saying, why has she not done a fantasy football-themed porn?
Mm-hmm.
Because she has a separate... maybe she wants to keep that separate.
Really? Yeah. Or, I mean, maybe her porn career, she wants to keep it separate. Yeah. That's how we know who she is.
Because some people don't know that that's her business.
Yeah. I mean, she's made... I mean, that's her deal. I mean, because... no. I mean, I'd like to think that she keeps everybody... I mean, we did a frickin' deal for her at a strip club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to see her do a fantasy-themed porn.
Y'all are taking a beating on the hoodie conversation poll. And I kept it very open-ended. I just said, can a hoodie have a zipper? That's the whole question.
I'm surprised all the people...
look at this. 61% say yes.
I'm surprised all those people could get through their flip phones to answer that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could have a Twitter
app. At Lopez on Sports on Twitter if you want to.
96% of the votes are from a flip phone. Yeah, congratulations, OG.
61%. You're taking a whipping ass... whipping.
You know what? I'm going to stick with you can't have a hoodie with a zipper. Figgy, where are you at on this debate?
It's a hoodie with a zipper.
Atta baby, Figgy.
It's not the same answer. It's not the same. It's a hoodie with a zipper. No, it's a jacket. It's a jacket at that point. All right. You guys are killing me. You guys are all killing me. We already know where you stand. You said you can't have one, right? You've got an answer for it? All right. Cindy is going to join us next. We've got the Think Tank coming up next, 713-572-4610. We're also going to hear what B.O.B., he spoke again today about Deontay Foreman, the latest and greatest on him. So we've got three things coming up in this order. We're going to hear from B.O.B. on Deontay Foreman. We're going to hear from Cindy here at the Billiard Factory, and she's going to give us listen, we love her when it comes to billiards, her hoodie stuff. Well, we may save that for another time. And then, of course, we're going to get into the Think Tank as well. So lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is Houston Sports Radio, Sports Radio 610.